The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Something happened at the Ohio State House just recently that is almost unprecedented. A good friend of mine almost lives at the State House. He's been working with the legislature for over 20 years. And he said in his 20 years working down at the State House, he has never seen anything like what happened. And what happened involved my guest. State Representative Jenna Powell is serving her second term in the Ohio House of Representatives. She represents the 80th District, which encompasses Miami County as well as a portion of Dark County. Successful businesswoman, she received her business degree from Liberty University, and it is a delight and a privilege to welcome Jenna Powell to the program. Welcome.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me on today, Bob.
Well, it is my pleasure. I want to set this up because I want to play the audio of what happened to you just recently. When did this happen? How recently?
This was just last week.
Okay, that's what I thought. This happened last week. You were on the floor of the House speaking in favor of a piece of legislation that would advocate the protection of women. Am I correct?
That is correct. So we proposed an amendment on the House floor to a bill. So there was a bill called Name, Image, Likeness that allowed collegiate athletes to make money on their name, image, and likeness. So we proposed an amendment to that on the House floor to help protect the integrity of women's sports in the state of Ohio. So it's a very simple, straightforward amendment. We've been working on it the last two General Assemblies. And so it's a very well-known bill that's been moving through the Ohio House.
Okay. So that you were on the floor of the House speaking in favor of legislation that would protect women, correct?
That is exactly correct.
Yes. All right. So we have a woman speaking on the floor of the House of the Representatives advocating for a law that would protect women. I want you to hear the audio as Jenna Powell gives her speech, and you're going to hear a Democratic representative by the name of Michael, is it Skindle or Skindell?
Skindell.
Skindell. Michael Skindell, a Democrat. He is the one that you are going to hear in the background. Now, again, a female on the House floor advocating for the safety of other females, and this happened. Here it is.
The Save Women Sports Act is a fairness issue for women to be able to achieve their dreams and athletics in our state, and is crucial to preserving women's rights and the integrity of women's and girls' sports. Across our country, female athletes are currently losing scholarships, opportunities, medals, education, and training opportunities. This amendment will require schools that are part of the OHSAA to designate separate teams for participants of the biological sex. No school interscholastic conference or organization that regulates interscholastics shall permit biological males to participate on athletic team or an athletic competition designated only for biological female participants. Currently, OHSAA allows biological males to compete against biological females if they either completed a year of hormone therapy.
Jenna Powell, did we actually hear an adult man elected to the Ohio House of Representatives pounding wildly on his desk like a petulant kindergartner and screaming and yelling while you are talking about protecting women? Did we actually hear that?
You know, Bob, that is exactly what you heard. I really have never seen anything like it. You know, when a member does have the ability to speak and is given the floor by the House Speaker, whether you're on the left or the right, you should at least give them the respect to at least hear them out. And then there is time on the floor for rebuttal.
Sure.
But instead, a Democrat representative literally decided to start yelling at the top of his lungs and banging on his desk to the point of actually breaking it. So it was pretty interesting to watch and try to, you know, speak through. And the audio that you actually heard is my mic patched in. And so when you were actually on the House floor, I don't actually think you could hear anything of what I was saying because it was truly chaos.
I saw this for the first time this morning. I hadn't even heard about it. I can't believe I didn't hear about it. But again, my friend who works with the legislature brought this to my attention. I watched it. And Jenna, I could not believe what I was seeing and what I was hearing. And here's what I don't understand, and this is what I want to ask you. When this kind of thing happens, there is a sergeant at arms on the floor of the House of Representatives who has the task of keeping order. Is that correct?
That is correct. They can be sent out and, you know, kind of get decorum. But typically the Speaker of the House does that, and the Speaker did end up gaveling down. I stopped talking for a second. He got everyone under control, and then I was given the floor again. You know, but I think what people need to realize in women across our state is that, look, it's not just disrespectful to me. People can do what they want to do. That's fine. I have a very tough back, and I can move forward. But at the end of the day, it's completely disrespectful to millions of women across the state of Ohio. That's what we're fighting for in this amendment. This moment is not about, hey, Jenna Powell was shut down on the House floor by a rude Democrat. This moment is that, hey, there are millions of Ohio women that wanted a voice in this conversation, that wanted fairness in women's sports, that wanted equal opportunity. And instead of getting that, a Democrat decided to throw a tantrum on the House floor because he did not agree with that. And that's what's really sad for Ohio women in this whole conversation.
Well, from what I understand, Jenna, this is unprecedented. I don't know that this has ever happened before, that someone acted so abusive, outrageously, so disrespectful. And what discipline has been meted out to Michael Skindell, Democratic representative? What discipline has been meted out for his behavior?
You know, I'm not sure on that because I have really been focused on moving through the legislation to protect women. You know, it was completely inappropriate. It's not the norm on the House floor. So I'm not really sure what's happening to him. But guess what? Every day that he throws a temper tantrum is a day that takes away from him representing his constituents.
File charges? Is it possible for you to file some type of charge through the structure of the Ohio House of Representatives? Through the Speaker's office or whatever?
You know, I'm sure I could have a discussion with leadership about, you know, what happened. But honestly, we've been in budget season. And so, you know, my choice has been, hey, how can I represent my constituents in the best way? And with budget season, there's a lot going on with policy. So I've kind of had my head down trying to move forward policy that would better our community holistically.
Well, good for you. And I commend you for that. But this guy, This cannot go unpunished. He cannot go unpunished, or he'll do something like this again. I mean, I taught school many years ago. I never saw a third grader act that way. I've never seen a kindergartner act that way. And this is a grown man elected to represent his portion of the state of Ohio, and it just blows my mind. I cannot believe that something was not done at the time by the Speaker of the House or the Sergeant of Arms to stop that kind of behavior and give you the opportunity to express yourself. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
You know, the House floor is an interesting place. That you know, at the end of the day, the Democrats and Representative Scandell can act in the way he chooses. But the great thing is that we did end up amending NIL, so amending the Save Women's Sports Bill into NIL. And so it was a loud voice from the Ohio House Republicans. Hey, we want to support women in the state of Ohio, no matter how reckless or ridiculous that the Democrats are being in this conversation. And that was great to see, because I think many women around the entire state were looking and saying, are you going to protect my opportunity in the state of Ohio? And thankfully, even with all the ridiculous behavior of the Democrats, we still did that and we moved forward on that, and we did not let that affect us.
Well, I've got to take a break, but you need to explain to me. It was my understanding that Governor DeWine bypassed what you were doing and signed an executive order to put into place the NIL. So are you saying then that your amendment actually did end up passing?
So my amendment ended up passing in the House, and it was amended into the Name, Image, Likeness Bill. And so all the Senate would have had to do is concur on that, and it would have been sent to the governor's desk, ultimately protecting millions of Ohio women.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, there was a lot of work behind the scenes, and Governor Mike DeWine decided to sign an executive order for NIL instead of actually signing the bill, which had Save Women's Sports into it. So Governor DeWine knew that he couldn't veto Save Women's Sports because it would be a really big issue for him with his upcoming primary. So he did an executive order instead, which is really sad, because not only did it bypass the legislature, it also bypassed many women that were wanting this bill to come into place.
All right, we've got to take a break. We're talking with Jenna Powell, state representative from the 80th District, who was the brunt of possibly the most disrespectful experience on the floor of the State House of Representatives in many, many years. And we'll take a quick break and then we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
My guest is Jenna Powell, Ohio State Representative from Ohio's 80th District, serving her second term in the Ohio House of Representatives. Representative Powell, again, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
I just want to, real quick, because it's less than a minute, I'm going to play the audio again so that you can hear what my guest had to endure on the floor of the House of Representatives. She's on the floor of the House speaking about protecting women. The Democrat liberal left constantly talking about, we love women, we protect women. And this is what happened. And the noise you're hearing is from Democratic male representative Michael Scandell. Here it is, just quickly.
The Save Women's Sports Act is a fairness issue for women to be able to achieve their dreams and athletics in our state, and is crucial to preserving women's rights and the integrity of women's and girls' sports. Across our country, female athletes are currently losing scholarships, opportunities, medals, education, and training opportunities. This amendment will require schools that are part of the OHSAA to designate separate teams for participants of the biological sex. No school interscholastic conference or organization that regulates interscholastics shall permit biological males to participate on athletic team or an athletic competition designated only for biological female participants. Currently, OHSAA allows biological males to compete against biological females if they either completed a year of hormone therapy.
Okay. Jenna, I've got to ask you an honest question. Did you even think about just stopping and say, would you shut up? Did that enter your mind?
You know, there was a lot of things that went through my mind, but at the end of the day, I just remember my parents telling me when I grew up, you can't excuse someone else's rudeness. All you can do is keep doing what you're doing. And so I thought, you know what? if they can't hear me, I'm going to repeat the speech, but someone who is rude and is not going to stop me from saying what's right. And that's what I kept doing.
It's the epitome of rudeness and immaturity. I've just never seen anything like it in the political world. And I hope he is disciplined. I really do, because that kind of behavior. And something else that was sad is I watched the video, the faces of the other representatives. Many of them were smiling and laughing. Jenna, this isn't funny. I mean, there's nothing funny about what this man did.
You know, I think when you sit through just the ridiculous behavior of the Ohio Democrats month after month, year after year, when you're sitting there, you're going, oh my gosh, is this actually happening?
Yeah,
is this grown man actually screaming and hitting his desk? In yelling against the protection of females in our state.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of irony to that.
That's the irony. You're a woman talking about protecting women, and you've got this idiot male disrespecting. Okay, back to your amendment. Because of what happened in the Senate and Governor DeWine's executive order, is your amendment dead?
You know, while the amendment is dead to the name, image, likeness bill, our bill is not dead. So the Safe Women's Sports Act is to protect female athletes in the state of Ohio. It's been introduced in the House. This is the second General Assembly that it is. It's moving through the committee process. And the good thing is that it does have support and it does have enough votes to vote through on the House floor. So hopefully once we're back from the summer break, that vote is floor. And it as well is introduced in the Senate. And we think that it's going to be moving through there as well. And so I think we have a lot of good forward movement on the Save Women's Sports bill. And so I say absolutely not dead. This is a step in the right direction to protecting women's opportunity.
Well, I'm sure you didn't hear, but earlier in my program, I was going over the latest scientific evidence that indicates that affirming transgenderism does not help mental health or emotional health, does not decrease suicides, but in fact does exactly the opposite. Affirming transgenderism is dangerous, and that's the latest science. So, Jenna, thank you for your braveness, your courage. Thank you for standing up. And I hope you get an apology. I really do. I don't know whether you're seeking one or not, but you certainly deserve one. Continue standing up for what's right in the Ohio House of Representatives.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. How can people get in touch with you quickly?
So they can email my office at rep80@ohiohouse.gov, or they can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and my handle's at @VoteJennaPowell, and I update that and keep everyone updated on what's going on with policy and legislation in the state.
All right. Jenna Powell, representative for Ohio House District 80. And with that, we've got to go. Folks, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.